96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is a special edition of the Insight segment. Rioting and violence in Baltimore, a city in crisis. I'm Harold Fisher. It's known as Charm City, but tonight there is tension after the death and funeral services of Freddie Gray. He's the 25-year-old West Baltimore man who died 1 week after his arrest by Baltimore City Police. We have wide-ranging coverage tonight in studio. WHUR news reporter Troy Johnson, also in studio Dr. Greg Carr, chair of the Afro-American Studies Department here at Howard University. Also, lines are open for our listeners at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I first of all want to update you on the latest information coming out of Baltimore tonight. There is a state of emergency that now exists for Baltimore City. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has also activated the National Guard. That has happened within the last 10 minutes. Also, there was a Baltimore Orioles game scheduled for Camden Yards tonight. First pitch was around 6:30. That was also canceled. Also, we still have a lot of movement and a lot of unrest tonight in Baltimore City, in the western part of the city. Now, earlier today, we had an opportunity to talk to Elijah Cummings. He is a congressman from the 7th District representing half of Baltimore City. This is what he had to say about the issues that were coming up today.
Well, we want DOJ to come in and do a Ferguson-type investigation where they really look at every single thing they do, how they do it, everything from parking tickets to indictments for murder, and figure out what we are not doing properly, and then make those corrections. Because if we don't make those corrections now, things will only get worse.
Okay. Let's now go to our guests here in studio. First of all, Troy Johnson, WHUR news reporter. Troy, this has been an incredible day. There's been a great deal of violence. This is just the latest of a great deal of activity as a result of the death of Freddie Gray.
Yes.
Excuse me.
It has been. And, you know, we've come, when you think about what happened and what transpired over this weekend, thousands of people hitting the streets of Baltimore in a very coordinated protest. And then just a few people got involved in some violence, and that devolved the situation over the weekend. This is magnified on a much larger level than what we saw over the weekend. And certainly much more violent than the situation that we were seeing this weekend. It's just even hard to imagine that it's devolved to this level.
And suffice it to say, Dr. Carr, these are not protesters today. These are young people who have merged onto Mondawmin Mall today. They have, confronted police. They have started looting. This is not the kind of protest that we've seen in the days immediately following the death of Freddie Gray, the organized protest where we had, a lot of people from all ages, all backgrounds. Your thoughts about what has happened today?
Yeah, I absolutely do think they're protesters.
You think so?
Absolutely. I think Wolf Blitzer and the folks on CNN don't have the language, so they're going to their tired narrative of criminals versus protesters. But these people are subject to some of the worst conditions in urban America. As Jesse Jackson said at the funeral today, 25% unemployment, 16,000 vacant homes. There was a reporter on CNN a minute ago who expressed shock that there are actual horse-drawn vegetable carts in the streets of Baltimore. This is a place that America doesn't know anything about, but Black America knows well. These young boys out here in the streets throwing rocks, not just because they have nothing to do, but they are subject to oppression. And I think the narrative of trying to make them into criminals it fits very comfortably in what we might think of as the Eurostream media. But let's be very clear. At that funeral today, when you heard the attorney for Brother Murphy, the attorney for Freddie Gray's family, say you have to tear down the blue wall. When you hear Jamal Bryant saying to people, you got to get out there and change this city. You know, that energy has to go somewhere. And at the end of the day, you know, watching the folks who are out there in the streets, they're saying this thing has to change. Maybe they don't have all the answers. Maybe they don't have any of the answers. But one thing's for sure, they are not about to back down from the level of oppression that they have been facing for time, since time immemorial.
Do you think there's a difference between those young people today who were in the streets compared to the people that we've seen over the past several days?
There's a lot of overlap. I won't say, of course, they're all the same people. But when you have the Nation of Islam on the ground, and again, the Eurostream media expressing surprise that somehow they can engender a type of respect the police don't have. Well, you know, it's being reported the police are going into their unmarked vehicles, pulling out their riot gear. I mean, you know, people live in these streets. If you've gone to Baltimore, you see the blue lights. You see what the police do. I mean, you know, Elijah Cummings is calling for an investigation. Loretta Lynch just got sworn in. This is going to be a big moment for her. But I mean, Stephanie Rollins Brake brought in the Justice Department already at the beginning of her administration to begin an investigation. In other words, these people have to live through this every day. I think there are a lot of the same people. In fact, you know, I really do.
Let me go to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go to Jamal calling from Baltimore. Jamal, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. I just want to say hello to everybody, Dr. Carr, Troy, Harold. You guys just echoed my sentiments on the whole thing. I'm from Baltimore, born and raised, and it's a black city, really. And to have this kind of thing happen in a city where a lot of kids, you know, they're coming to this age at 17, 18, and they're realizing for the first time that they're not safe in their own city full of black people that look like them just because they're black. And so a lot of them, you know, they are venting their frustrations. I think Dr. Carr was right on point when he said, you know, it's a lot of overlap because some people feel conflicted. On one hand, we have the peaceful protests, and that doesn't really get any results. And I think from that frustration, like Troy said, one person or two people, they start to take it the wrong way. And before you know it, you have a riot on your hands. But hopefully we can get the situation sorted out.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jamal. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Ruth calling from Springfield, Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Ruth, go right ahead. Ruth, give us a call back if you can. Need to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls as we continue to cover the crisis in Baltimore in the wake of the death and funeral of Freddie Gray. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our coverage of the crisis in Baltimore after the death and funeral services of Freddie Gray. Of course, he is the 25-year-old West Baltimore man who died 1 week after his arrest by Baltimore police. In studio, we have WHUR news reporter Troy Johnson and Dr. Greg Carr, chair of the Afro-American Studies Department here at Howard University. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Adrian in Baltimore, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm just trying to find out when there's no way out.
What do you mean by that?
How do you have the vision when the jails are making profit, the education system is lacking, and the bigger picture is the benefit that the higher up profit off of our children. Between the music industry, the sports, everything seems like it's against them to keep them at a standstill. and you can't see no growth because everybody else is benefiting from everything that our children do. And it's like after age 15 or maybe 13, it's like there's no, but they don't see any value.
Well, let me see if Dr. Carr can at least attempt to address that. Dr. Carr?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, what you know, Dr. King said this, you know, a riot is the voice of the unheard. I mean, these young people have to have programs. They have to have structure and infrastructure that will enable them to fulfill their human potential. You're exactly right. If you've got an education system is broken, and we know the system is broken, if you got a system where you got 25% unemployment in the city of Baltimore, and if you disaggregate that by age and gender, the young men are even more unemployed. I mean, these young boys are not pulling vegetable carts through the streets of Baltimore because they like it necessarily. They're trying to find work. And so you're absolutely right. The solution has to be building civic infrastructure. And this is really not about these young men and women as much as it is about this country. If it's committed to the American citizens and to humanity, then we're going to see them have to step up to the plate.
And an interesting piece that goes along with that is the kind of gentrification that we've seen in cities all across America. They are redeveloping areas where young African-American families traditionally have lived in the cities like Baltimore, and then they're being redeveloped for people that have no familial tie to the city at all. One thing I wanted to drop in there, Reverend Heber Brown, who is one of the leaders of the peaceful protesting that had been going on prior to today, he said on Facebook, "Be wary of those who are more concerned about the expression of your pain than they are the condition of your suffering." And that kind of ties in to the conversation that we've been having today. These kids need programs, as you mentioned, Doctor. They need jobs, access to jobs and education. This rioting is happening a half a mile away from a university.
That's right.
Coppin State University is right around the corner from Mondawmin Mall, and those kids really should be pulling up to that school trying to get their education. If this situation was working properly.
And you also had a chance to speak to Congressman Cummings earlier today.
I did. I talked to him earlier today, and I have to say, right after our conversation, he was on his way to Baltimore. This was just beginning to unfold in Mondawmin, and I was asking him about, does this violence overshadow the peaceful protesting that had been happening already? Here's what he had to say.
It does overshadow it. I would love to say it doesn't, but I know how people are. It overshadows it in this way. It becomes a distraction. And the very people who would have been your allies then are not your allies. I'm not saying they're against you, but they're not your allies. In order for Baltimore to correct this, we have to have a united city. But if it turns out to be us against an us against them situation, that doesn't help.
Of course, that was Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings talking about the situation in Baltimore today. More of this discussion coming up on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Terry, Dazine, Dustin, Virginia, we will be talking to you on the phones at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.